you see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Now turning to what a hot subject this is, that being generative AI and ChatGPT. We'll take a listen to this. We've got Stephanie Palazzolo. She's a reporter for Insider.com covering venture capital matters, startups, technology, etc. And she's going to tell us about how hot the market is for engineers that have unique capability in ChatGPT and AI type models. Take a listen to our interview with Stephanie. Stephanie, tell us, tech companies raid top university campuses in search of rare AI talent. We know the whole AI thing is booming right now. It's everywhere. And a lot of tech companies have now undertaken their own initiatives. There's a lot of startups based on AI and a lot of utilization of the technology in various ways. That all requires top talent to make it all go. Tell us what you've learned.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I totally agree with that. I think especially within the last, 6 to 9 months, there's just been a huge boom in excitement and hype around AI, which has led to a lot of companies, whether they're legacy companies, both tech and otherwise, or young startups, wanting to basically fight for this AI talent coming out of top colleges. And so, yeah, I guess maybe just to give a little bit of background about like kind of how the story idea came about. So I was actually talking with an investor who was saying that, over the past years and decades, there's been a lot of work to make technology more accessible to a broader amount of people, just to make the industry itself more open and accessible. And so he was saying that it's pretty interesting because this recent AI boom has almost made it take a couple steps back in terms of really raising the bar of the kind of technical knowledge and expertise that you need to have to be able to work with some of these AI models. And so he was saying, he was kind of talking about this in a almost sad way, saying that, yeah, a lot of this has made tech maybe more inaccessible and it'll take some time for people's expertise and knowledge to catch up. And so kind of going into the piece a little bit, so basically, we talked to a number of college professors, PhD students, undergrad, master's students, kind of about what they've been seeing in terms of demand for AI talent. And so, first of all, just the demand for this talent is huge, both from legacy companies, startups, investors, just everyone across the board. So I think there's kind of like two aspects of this. Either you're a new or emerging startup that really wants to kind of push the boundaries in the space. And to do that, you need sort of the top PhD talent from top universities like Stanford, Berkeley, Carnegie Mellon. Or maybe you're a legacy company and you're a little bit worried about all these articles that you seen about how AI is going to take over our jobs and it's going to completely change all these industries that have existed for years. And if you're worried about that, you might want to kind of get ahead of the curve by bringing in AI talent to make sure that, you're not going to be overtaken by younger companies or new technology that's coming out. And so basically, talking to these PhD students especially, a lot of them were telling us about different ways that companies have tried to win them over, whether that's really high salaries, sometimes ranging up to like $500,000. Some of these companies are so desperate for talent that they're willing to pay, I think a number I heard was $350,000, an annual salary of $350,000 just for a student to work part-time while he was finishing his master's.
That's incredible.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely hurt my heart hearing that a little bit. As somebody working in journalism, with obviously salaries are not as high as that. But yeah, it's just crazy amount of salaries. And I think also a lot of them are drawn into, going from academia into industry by the chance to work on really applied problems. I think a lot of them are saying that in academia, a lot of the research is more theoretical and maybe not as applicable to everyday problems. And so a lot of them want to work on maybe issues and problems that are more close to everyday people's lives. And so that's why a lot of them end up going into industry too.
Do you get the sense when you talk to people about this, that this is going to continue for a while? Or is this like a short term land grab, grab the best talent? I got to make my move now as a startup, or I got to make a move now as a corporate, a bigger corporation trying to have a presence with AI being a central part of that. Is this a trend that we should expect going into the future, that now this has become a field where if you're thinking about getting into technology or engineering, whatever it may be, programming, that you need to really be thinking about AI?
Yeah, I mean, I think there definitely is a long-term element to this. I mean, people that we talked to even said that they've seen the amount of undergrads wanting to study AI already increasing just over the past, months and the past year. And so I think there definitely is a longer-term trend here of, AI being a higher priority, of it being a more interesting career path for a lot of high schoolers and undergrad that are looking to see what they might want to do after graduating. But I do think that there are kind of some short-term trends and tailwinds that are also pushing this as well. So I think, first of all, obviously, like, the past couple months have been, there's been a lot of hype around AI. And I think part of that is just due to the fact that it's a really exciting new trend. And I think over time, this excitement and hype will start to normalize around a more normal level that we're used to seeing. And so I think once that happens, maybe the demand for AI talent may go down a little bit. And I think another issue is that there's just such a shortage of talent right now, especially kind of the top tier PhD students that are able to train and build these models. And over time, as more undergrads, younger people get interested in the field, hopefully they will start to study AI and there'll be less of a shortage moving forward, which will probably lead to, you know, less of these super crazy high salaries and just this battle for AI talent that we're seeing on college campuses.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I would imagine that not only is there a shortage of AI talent right now, but up until recently, I'll bet there was a shortage of opportunities to become skilled, to learn, whether at the university level or otherwise, to really become an AI expert. AI in this context, you know, that's so hot right now, like this ChatGPT and all the rest of it. It kind of burst onto the scene for most of us. I'm not saying that AI hasn't been kicked around for years now. It has. But it's really made its way into the mainstream now, both in our personal lives and business life. And so it's become very central. But leading up to it, there were probably a dearth of programs available for people to become educated and skilled in this sense.
Yeah. I definitely do think that there were less opportunities and programs in the past for people to become skilled. But I mean, at the same time, there are a lot of companies that you might not expect that probably are using AI that were still hiring AI talent. You know, something like Uber's pricing, I'm sure there's a lot of AI and predictive qualities that go into that, or something like Google Maps, for example. And so I think there are definitely a lot of opportunities for AI in the past, but this is just a completely new level where it's not just a priority anymore for tech companies, but, you know, consumer, industrial, healthcare, like across every single industry, they're all interested in learning about how to use this technology in their day-to-day lives, which I think has just brought a completely new level of demand and opportunities for people studying AI.
Really interesting. Really interesting indeed. Stephanie Palazzolo, thank you so much. You are a reporter for Insider.com, specializing in VC startups and subject matter like AI, specifically AI. Headed to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.